the Delta, how the food tastes in your mouth. Butter beans and cornbread, grits and cream, candy yam and black eyed peas. If you're going to Mississippi, well, that Delta sky is sweet and clear.
If you're going to Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear, well, you know I'm stuck here in Chicago. Please don't leave me here.
What they're doing in Vicksburg, down in Aberdeen, they got more fire. Leg women and them one man. What they doing in Jackson and little old Eda Bean? I ain't been to Clarkdale since 1963. 'Cause if you gone to Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear. Y'all, I'm stuck here in Chicago. Y'all, I-
Welcome to the radio show.
This is WMFO.
Yeah, this is on WMFO.
In Medford.
What we were just listening to was a band called White Reaper. They're all the way from Louisville, Kentucky, where my mom's from.
I've heard it's lovely.
Yeah, it's a very nice place. My name's Josh.
And I'm Airbud. And we're your radio DJs for the 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock hour on April 20th. Today, right now.
Yeah,
beautiful
today.
Day.
This is
Buffalo Banter. With Mark Ruffalo. Yep.
Unfortunately, Mark couldn't be in today. Not ideal for the show, but...
Yeah. He had some plans for April 20th.
Yeah, you know, the show must go on.
Yeah,
as they emailed us. In the business.
We're here. Shouts out to Mark. Hopefully he can make his show one day so we can finally stop doing this.
Get well soon. Yeah.
Please call us in if you have any requests, especially within the next 10 minutes. We're taking all requests. I have another song. It's called Is That Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Sounds like plenty.
I think it'll be plenty.
Yeah.
That expensive stuff. said she's too high, too high. We can't hang around.
That was Too High by Stevie Wonder.
That was fun. I liked that.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Before that was Fourth and Roebling by The Districts out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And before that was Is That Enough by Marvin Gaye. For a total of three songs.
Yeah, that's three in a row if you're counting at home, keeping track.
Four total on the episode.
Yeah, it's been fun music time so far.
Hopefully everyone out there is having fun music time as well.
Yeah, if you're having any issues or needs or worries, feel free to contact us.
Yeah, 617-627-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO. Please call us. Looks like a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, let us know. This is actually my first time on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that.
My dad always told me growing up that I had a great face for radio.
What are your first impressions of the radio studio? What's it like being on the air?
I like it. It's definitely, you know, it's weird to know that there are probably tens of people listening to us right now.
We can check, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that band...
We have nine listeners.
Nine listeners. Yeah. Amazing.
Shout out to all nine of you. Yeah, we care about you deeply.
We love you. Call in, text.
You're the reason I went into the radio business.
That's why they call it the radio business.
But hopefully the other millions and millions and millions and millions of people that aren't listening to our show are loving the sunshine today.
Yeah, it's a nice day, April 20th. We just had that moment. Where the time of day lines up with the date.
Oh, yeah.
Which was...
relevant on any occasion.
Every day.
Yeah.
Your golden birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Should we play another song?
Yeah, cool. Let's do it. Let's play Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Roy Ayers because of the sunshiny day.
I've heard good things.
My life, my life, my life, my life.
and the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
Presenting a PSA from Josh Pearl.
This is my first one. It's a PSA titled Public Transit vs. Walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the set station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Back to you, Andrew.
Thanks, Josh. I'm going to actually go back into the song that we were just playing because we interrupted it halfway through for that absolutely urgent PSA. This is All This Useless Energy by Jeff Rosenstock. Watch out for that second chorus.
The end of the love.
That was Waters of March by Art Garfunkel.
Art Garfunkel?
Yeah, Art Garfunkel.
Yeah. Wow.
Believe it or not.
But it sounded so modern.
Yeah. Which got us thinking about, like, sidekicks in general.
So welcome to our new segment, Underrated Sidekicks.
Mm.
Yeah, Garfunkel's also overlooked. Hey, Paul Simon, great, wonderful musician.
Sure.
But I think people are going to put Art in the corner.
Right.
Arts funding is suffering in public schools everywhere.
The guy got a whole verb, Garfunkeled.
Yeah.
You've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, what are some other underrated...
underrated sidekicks.
I mean, of course, like, you know, Robin.
Sure, yeah.
I'd say he's appropriately rated.
Yeah, I mean, he's top tier sidekicks, right? Yeah.
I'd say...
He's got a lot of fans.
Very underrated sidekick. I think, you know, cheese. It's always the Garfunkel of the meal, like steak and cheese, ham
sure.
and cheese.
Okay.
And cheese is really, like, on its own, very strong, I'd say.
Yeah.
Depending on the type.
Well, would you just have a grilled cheese?
Absolutely.
The steak and cheese is on the menu?
It depends on the type of cheese, mm-hmm. but I'm open to it, you know. I'm not one to, you know, shoo away a delicious bread and cheese sandwich.
What about cheese in terms of, like, appetizers? Because a cheese plate feels like the hero of the appetizer platter.
Yeah,
right.
It can be a meal, but it's also like, oh, you're the best appetizer.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's being
the Robin of the cheese sidekick world.
The best AA baseball player ever. But yeah. I think Sonny and Cher, you know.
Okay. What do you think?
Cher's second in the title, but, you know, look at that career.
Right.
She's the
hero.
The hero.
For sure.
Sonny.
I don't know what happened to Sonny.
I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the two people in Fight Club?
But I don't want to give away any spoilers.
That's very conscious of you.
Yeah.
What about the words fight and the word club?
I mean, both can be... I guess club is usually a sidekick word.
Yeah.
I'd say. Because it's usually like the something club.
Right.
The something Garfunkel.
Yeah.
You want to play another song?
Yeah. First, I want to give a little...
birthday shout out.
Yeah, birthday shout out to the tough student on Jeopardy College Finals tonight.
Oh, wow.
We want to wish him our luck. His name is William Scott. Check him on 7:30 p.m. on whatever channel Jeopardy is on with Alex Trebek.
I also want to give a shout out to Alex Trebek.
We're all rooting for you, William Scott. Did you know that my DJ name was DJ Alex Trebek?
Oh, no
for
way.
Years. Yeah.
And why the change? Did his people contact you?
No, I did not get a cease and desist.
Okay.
Actually, someone told me that he was like a jerk and like kind of a big Hollywood like personality that was kind of mean to people sometimes because he was so good at his job.
Yeah, I mean, all of them are. All of your heroes are right? probably really mean.
So
people.
I was like, I only really chose this because we have the same initials.
Uh huh.
But I'm not going to reveal my identity on the radio. And then I switched to Air Bud.
Yeah.
Bud of the
this
Air.
This is DJ Air Bud and Josh.
And this is Bright Boy by Sandy Alex G.
Love you so full of awe. Yeah.
this is a nice little block of four songs.
Yeah. Can you remember all of them?
I think so. First, we had Bright Boy by Sandy Alex G. Then we had Ideal World by Girlpool.
Ding.
Fun fact about those two songs, there's a really great live version of Bright Boy by Alex G where Girlpool sings the high part.
Cool.
They're
all on stage
and
together.
The drummer for that show was also Scotty from Shelf Life.
Whoa.
He's one of the most underrated artists. One of the best artists no one talks about. Shelf Life on Bandcamp, on Spotify. Check it out. After that, there was Acetone
by
Voondabar. Great band. Off their new record, Smell Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And that last one, I don't know the name of the song, but it was by the Fourth Wanderers. What was the song called?
Nevermind.
Nevermind.
It's pretty new.
Nevermind.
Yeah, Nevermind.
Yeah, with an E.
One word.
With three E's, actually. they have a new record coming out next week. Very excited for that.
Keep an eye and an ear.
They have some really cool songs.
And it's time for us to go.
Wow. That flew by. That was so much fun. thanks to our faithful nine.
Yep.
Yeah.
We hope that you had fun as well.
Yeah. Wow, what a time.
And we hope you have a good April 20th. Enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather, enjoy the tidings of spring. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Signing off.